The online dating world is so vast today, but what online dating websites actually influenced it to be what it is today?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be going over a list of online dating websites that have been influential in the online dating world today. I'm talking about these online dating hall of famers that have really influenced what has made the online dating world what it is today. Before I get into all that, though, I do need to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. So without further ado, let's move on to number one on my list, which is eHarmony. eHarmony is a classic online dating website. The first thing I think about when I think about eHarmony is those commercials that I used to watch when I was a kid with the song This Will Be by Natalie Cole. eHarmony is not just one of the first well-known online dating websites, but it's also one of the most successful, and this is specifically so for those users who are looking for serious, long-term relationships that eventually lead to marriage. eHarmony's success has led to countless people joining their website and their app in order to find themselves a great date, and the statistics behind this are pretty surprising. For instance, 4%, or in other words, 1 in 25 of all marriages within the United States are originally rooted from them meeting online, specifically on eHarmony. That is a ton of marriages that eHarmony is responsible for alone. But you may also be thinking, hey, that many people got married, but how many of those marriages actually resulted in a divorce? And that number is also extremely low at 4%. Now, that might seem like a high number, but you have to compare this to the US national average of 50% of all marriages resulting in a divorce. If that marriage happens as a result of eHarmony, that number plummets down to 4%. So, how does eHarmony actually find people who match together so well? Well, they actually have all their users take a compatibility quiz. When you sign up for eHarmony, you will actually be answering various questions in this questionnaire to determine what your personality profile will be. Based on your answers, they're going to determine your personality profile, and based on lots of research, they're going to find other personalities who are good matches with you. This OG dating website is not just a website to remember from the past, but also from the present too, and surely in the future, as this online dating website has been prevalent in making matches for those who are looking for serious long-term relationships. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me onto number two on my list, which is Ashley Madison. Ashley Madison is certainly one of the most controversial online dating websites, and its rap sheet is very, very long. In case you don't know, Ashley Madison is an online dating website that actually promotes affairs and cheating. Ashley Madison's past CEO, Noel Biderman, has even said that affairs can help preserve marriages, saying that affairs can actually be good for marriages. Ashley Madison is over two decades old now, and it has really defined the lengths that users will go when it comes to the intentions that they're looking for in an online dating website. Ashley Madison's motto is "Life is short, have an affair," and the website had actually celebrated back in 2019 having 60 million users and averaging out 1 million different affairs happening every month. And while this website is built for those who are utilizing cheating, it has also attracted a lot of users who are living alternative dating lifestyles. And of course, here I am talking about those users who are in open relationships. This is because Ashley Madison is perfect for anybody who is looking to be discreet. Ashley Madison does this by providing features that allow you to put a virtual mask on your face or even blur your photos as well. And if you utilize the app version of Ashley Madison, they even allow you to change the app logo as well as what a notification will say when it pops up on your screen. While Ashley Madison is certainly not the most morally sound online dating website that is out there, it is one that has definitely shaped what online dating is today and has broadened the community of users who are looking for different things when they are going to an online dating website. So this is going to move me into number 3 on my list. But before I jump into that, I do need to tell you guys about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me onto number 3 on my list, which is Match.com. Match.com is widely regarded as being the first online dating website ever, and it has been established all the way back in 1995. Of course, things are a lot different now. People aren't drinking Surge and dunking Dunkaroos all over the place like they were in the 90s. And while those things have faded away, Match.com certainly hasn't, as you can still join and utilize this website today. Match's proactive business strategy has helped it become successful by 1, creating a subscription-based service, and 2, always being open-minded to the LGBTQ plus community all the way from the beginning. That's already better than most other online dating websites where this platform wasn't even available for those of the LGBTQ plus community. Match produces hundreds of success stories all around the world every month, and this certainly makes sense as they are an OG dating website who knows exactly what they're doing. Its success seems to be pretty incredible as Match claims to have more dates, matches, and marriages as a result of their online dating website. And I would believe that this is true simply because of the longevity of the website and how long it has been around. Match claims that 500,000 users every year will find matches that are very meaningful to them in life, and 200,000 of those users are going to find matches that are the one for them. Match currently has over 21 million users today. For an online dating website that has so much success, I'd say that having that many users is going to bring that much more success to it. If you're looking for a partner in the more casual dating realm alongside the more serious dating realm, then I definitely think that Match is going to be a great option for you. Like I've said, this website has been in the game the longest, so you can be rest assured that they know exactly what they're doing. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did need to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you wanted to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our online dating website deals page. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, which is Tinder. Tinder is definitely a staple in the online dating world, even though it is only a decade old. For those of you who might not know, Tinder is a really popular online dating app that has widely popularized the swiping feature. In this swiping feature, what I mean is when you swipe left on a user, you are saying that you would rather not match them and you would like to pass them. And when you swipe right on a user, that means that you would like to match them. And when two users swipe right on each other, then a match is made and they can freely communicate together. This swiping feature is not just prevalent on Tinder anymore, but a ton of other online dating websites have actually utilized the same exact feature on their own dating website. And this includes online dating websites like OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, Hinge, among many, many others. And again, while Tinder might not be regarded as an old dating website, it is certainly one that is going to be well remembered. Now, this isn't just because of its swiping feature, but it's also because this is one of the first online dating apps that is an app that has allowed users to bring their online dating experience around them on the go within their pockets. In fact, this online dating website was so popular and caused such a ripple in the online dating world that the Match Group, which is the group that owns Match.com, actually bought out Tinder back in 2017. Tinder also opened the door to a lot of users who had never utilized the online dating world before as well, because it was very easy to create an account. And on top of that, it was completely free for users to match and communicate with each other as well. This has always been true for Tinder, even up to today. The creator of Tinder, Sean Rad, has said that Tinder has created an environment where users don't have to walk up to somebody in the bar with a fear of being rejected, and that person sitting at the bar doesn't need to feel like they're being hunted. Tinder has created an environment where users can avoid those feelings, and it's similar to users catching each other's eyes from across the room. This is something that a lot of people in the past never had access to until Tinder became a thing. So this is going to move me onto the last one on my list. But before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me onto number 5 on my list, which is Craigslist Personals. Of all of the dating websites that I've mentioned today, this one is one that actually no longer exists. Well, technically, Craigslist does exist, but Craigslist Personals specifically is no longer a thing. For those of you who don't know, Craigslist is meant to be a hub of information for anybody in a specific area. This includes things like jobs, things for sale, communities, discussion forums, etc. At one time, starting all the way back in 1995 to be more precise, Craigslist Personals was also a thing on this website. Craigslist Personals is where people would anonymously post what they were looking for romantically, and this, of course, ranged from people looking for serious dates all the way to people looking for one-night stands and hookups. Other users would then respond to that post and send that particular user their contact information, which was usually an email. This is what led to a lot of blind dates back in the day, but of course, with the amount of anonymity behind it, it of course led to people posting all of their wants and desires freely. Craigslist Personals had a lot of negative stigma back in the day, and honestly, this didn't come unfairly. Because of the anonymity, there was also prostitution happening among users. And while Craigslist Personals is no more, there are a lot of alternative websites that have tried resurrecting this concept, and the first one that comes to mind for me is DoubleList. Craigslist Personals, without a doubt, shaped what meeting up with somebody online would be like and has definitely influenced exactly how people go about that today. If you would like to sign up for any of these online dating websites that I've mentioned, or any other online dating website for that matter, I do suggest that you guys check out our online dating website deals page first. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. And I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.